Psalm 77, are you there? Say amen. Amen. Up at the top, before we get down to the scripture, I don't know if your Bible says it, but my Bible says this is a psalm of Asaph. And we're going to talk about this man a little bit and what he was facing and maybe help you in what you're facing. I cried unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice. And he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Listen to this. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained. Whew. If he's not a Baptist, I'll be shocked. And my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Asaph, let me introduce this to you, was a great man. Now, he's someone that a lot of folks are not acquainted with. He's one of them obscure guys in the Bible. He wrote 12 Psalms. He wrote most of his Psalms were in the 70s. And I'm not talking about 1970s, when you wore bell bottoms and tight pants with bell bottoms. Could y'all ever believe I did that? He's not famous as Paul or David, not mentioned much of him, but he loved the Lord. By the way, it's a good thing to love God. And he was talented for the Lord. And let me just tell you where he was talented at. He was talented in the area of music. I wish I could sing. I'm so upset that my sister, pastor, he can sing, and all of them can sing. I can sing. When I start singing, they hang the flag around half mast. Amen. But he was a talent. He was the worship leader for the temple when it was built. He served David. He served Solomon. When they dedicated the temple, he is the one that led the temple choir. Are y'all still with me? I will be going somewhere. He also, it is believed now, that he also went into the reign of Rehoboam, who was Solomon's son. And so he saw Israel in its high time. And he also saw them when they started going down. He saw the decline. He saw the lukewarmness. This is the guy that wrote Psalm 73. And that touches many of us when he said he wrote about when bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. How many have ever thought about that? Sometimes I see good things happen, some wicked deadbeats, and I wonder why. And then I see some bad things happen to the children of God, and it confuses me. This guy, this song leader, wrote during a very confusing time. And by the way, he was facing some confusion himself to the place he said, I am overwhelmed. He got some kind of bad report. He had some kind of problem. The Bible doesn't even say what his problem was. And we'll find out in a moment that the problem is he had wasn't really what the real problem was. There's a lot of times in our life we worry about a problem, but we don't touch on the real problem. And that's where he's at. On the introduction, let me give you three things. By the way, he gives the whole outcome in the first verse. And then he goes through the verses and shows us how he came to that point. Look what it says here. Boy, I like this. He said, I cried unto God. How many believe that's a good thing? That's his distress. He cried. There's sometimes in my life. Hey, by the way, we're not always treated fairly. Hey, there have been some times I haven't been treated fairly. And you've not been treated fairly. And we cry to God. And we're distressed. That's where he felt. And then I see his direction. He cried unto God. There's not a better place to cry than unto God. I don't understand why people get on Facebook and air all their dirty laundry. You don't need to cry out to them bunch of knuckleheads on Facebook. Or get on Twitter and get in a fight. Good preaching, Reverend. And then I see his deliverance. And he gave ear to me. Aren't you glad when you cry to God? Aren't you glad that he'll give you direction? But he's done given us that, hey, I cried to God in my distress. He gave me direction. And then I got deliverance. He gives us the good news at the beginning. But then, here's what he starts doing. I'll give you the outline, then I'm going to preach. In verses 2 and 3, we'll see the problem expressed. He never tells us all what the problem was. But he sure expressed he had a problem. And then verses 4 through 9, we see the problem expanded. And then verses 10 and on, we see the problem explained. Now, stay with me tonight. Let's look at the problem expressed. Look at verse number 2. Are y'all with me? In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. Listen to this wording as we do the exposition. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. By the way, when he says in the day of my trouble, he wasn't talking about Monday. He was talking about a season of his life. And I want you to look at me. I don't care how spiritual you think you are. You're going to go through seasons in your life when you feel overwhelmed. You may even think you're going half crazy. And you'll feel overwhelmed. Hey, it wasn't just a short time. It was a season in his life. He said, I sought the Lord. Look what he said. He said, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night. Whatever he had going on with, I don't know what his problem was, but it was chronic. His sore or the problem run all night long. By the way, some of the worst times we face in our trouble is at the night time. We seem so helpless when it's dark. And that's where he was. He had a chronic problem. Look at verse 2 and the last part. And it's, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. And my soul refused to be comforted. He had a comfortless problem. Hey, by the way, some of you try to get all this comfort from the outside. I'll tell you where you need to get your comfort is from God. And I tell you where a lot of our problem is right between our ears, in our mind, because we don't think properly and we don't act properly because we don't think properly. Amen. Y'all with me? I'm starting to see this thing coming on. He didn't find any comfort. Then it was verse 3, it was a confusing problem. You ever been here? He said, I remember God. and was troubled. Wait a minute. I don't know about you, but he acts like somebody confused. He sought God and came up empty. He complained. You ever sought God and came up empty? You ever been like Job and looked over to the right and looked over to the left and looked forward and looked back, but you couldn't find him? But I want to show you something. When you come through, you're going to come through as gold tried in the fire. Oh, I'm starting to get into good preaching. I haven't given you the sermon yet. Look at verses 4 through 9. I see the problem expanded. I'll tell you how bad it got. Let's just look how bad his problem got. Would you look with me? Look at verse number 4. How many got your Bible? Say amen. Amen. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I'll tell you where he's going through. You ever been there? He couldn't sleep. You ever been there? He couldn't sleep. By the way, it's not good to go without sleep. Not only Jeff, he couldn't sleep. He couldn't speak. In other words, he just couldn't talk about it. You ever been so troubled that you couldn't even talk about it? You couldn't relate with anybody? Nobody knew what in the world was going on in your life. That's where he was. I mean, he was in a bad shape. And I want you to know something today. If you don't start, if you're not thinking right, and you're not reading your Bible, and you're not trusting God, you can get yourself in a mess. And I want you to know, we all have problems. And they don't even tell us what his problem was. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a wayward son. I don't know if it was a terminal illness. I don't know if it was a financial thing. I don't know if he had a bunch of enemies. I have no clue what it was because it doesn't tell us. Y'all with me? Then verse 5 and 6. Y'all, stay with me. I'm going somewhere. I want you to see something. Then I seen a diligent search. Look at verse 5 and 6. I consider the days of old, the years of the ancient times. He said, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. See, he had a distressed state, but he also had a diligent search. What was happening? Nothing was working. How many have been there? Well, just nothing working. Amen. We sing the song, Count Your Many Blessings. He couldn't count one. By the way, start communing with himself. Start talking to himself. You say, that's bad. No, no, no. It ain't bad to talk to yourself. It only gets bad when you start answering yourself. Amen? Are y'all getting to the point? I'm getting there. I'm getting to the point I want to be here in a moment. Not only did he have a distressed state, verse 4, a diligent search, verse 5 and 6, but also he had a doubting spirit. Look at verse 7. Man, oh man, will the Lord cast me off forever? And will he be favorable to me anymore? You want to say it? He said, God done with me. God go wherever you speak is. Where is he? I want you to know you can't be in a worse shape than he was in. When you get to the place in your mind that you think God's done with you, you're in a bad place in your mind. When you start doubting, that's what he did. Hey, his circumstance was so bad. He got himself in such a terrible state that he started doubting God. Amen. Hold a minute. You said, what is your sermon anyway tonight? Well, I'm going to talk to you about it. What the real problem was. See, here was what the real problem was. He had a problem, get this, with the problem. God, why in the world are you letting this happen to me? Let me tell you what he had a problem with. He had a problem with God. By the way, you can sit back there smug. You can sit back there self-righteous. But all of us have questioned God and had a problem with God and wondered what in the world was going on and why has this mess come upon me. And we get to having a problem with God. And we may have another problem, but the real problem is we got a God problem. Am I preaching? He had a doubting spirit. He felt like God's unconditional love is going, I want you to know something. I don't care how low you get. I don't care how bad your problem is. I don't care how bad your cancer is. My God will always love you. My God cares for you and never leave you nor forsake you. He is a God that cares. You may have been rejected. You may have been spoken bad to. Maybe people have hurt you. But I want you to know something. My God has never hurt anybody. Lastly, and here's the message. The problem explained. See, he said, look at verse number 10. And I said, this is my infirmity. He was in pain. He said, I'm dealing with a problem. I want you to know, here's the problem. He had a problem with a problem. Some of you get stuff in your life, you start having problems, and you start having a little pity party. And you're starting to say, you know what's starting to happen? You start questioning God.
Yes, sir. Amen. You're right.
And by the way, he had a problem, but his real problem was he started questioning God. See, he had a problem with a problem.
Amen.
God, you're not dealing with me right. I'm complaining. I'm upset. And don't you sit back and say you don't ever complain. Hey, before you get your car tonight, you may be complaining. Well, this is not happening right. This is not happening good with my children. My children are acting like a bunch of idiots. My job's bad. Where I work's bad. My boss is bad. Hello? You know what your problem might be? You don't like the way God's handling things. Woo! Let's dive into the problem explained. Look at verse 10. Y'all with me? I hope you're with me. There's three things must happen when you start having, when you find out your real problem isn't not with your circumstances. It's with why God has allowed it to happen in the first place. Why this come on me? I'm saved. I'm tithing. I'm trying to do right. See, he called on God. He said, I was troubled when I called on God, and I complained. You ever do that? Shame on us, but we do. Let me show you three things. This is the message. Whew. And I said, this is my infirmity. How many of y'all agree with me? Hold on. If he said, this is my infirmity, how many of you agree with me? He finally found out what his problem was. Right or wrong? Sure, I'm right. This is my infirmity. What is his infirmity? But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I remember the works of the Lord. Surely I remember the thy wonders of old. He admits in his heart that he had a problem with God and he assigned blame to God. Why is it every time somebody gets sick, why'd God do that? When somebody dies, why did God let that happen? When you have financial problems, why did that happen? Amen. Hello?
Right.
I'll tell you why we have our problems. There's a real devil. Yeah. We're in the real flesh. Am I all right?
Amen.
You want to start getting right with God? You just admit what it really was about.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never even mentioned the problem he's going through, but he mentioned that he did believe God.
Amen.
For sucking.
Yes, sir.
I want all y'all to look at me. God ain't never going to forsake any of you.
Amen.
And he'll never leave any of you. And he loves you and will love you to the end. I don't care. Sometimes we're bad. Sometimes we're wicked. But I want to tell you, he loves me when I'm up. And he loves me when I'm down. He loves me when I'm in. And he loves me when I'm out. I've got a God that loves me. And we need to admit what a real problem is. We've been kind of holding things against God. Whew. Marriage didn't work back in the day. Kids that are out on the run acting like a devil. Why are you blaming God for that? Maybe you didn't raise them right. Well, it's quiet in here. Number two, not only see I his submission in 10A, but in 10B and 10, and 11, I see an adjustment. How many of y'all believe that most of our problems is because of our attitude? Look at his adjustment. Brother Jeff, here's the adjustment. He said, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I'll remember the works of the Lord. Surely I'll remember the wonders of the Lord. He made an adjustment. He found out he had a problem with a problem and what the real problem was. And then he started remembering. Come on now. He started remembering his works. He ever done anything big for you, boy?
Amen.
He started remembering that he's the God that saved me. He's the God that washed me in his blood. He's
Amen.
The God that sealed me to the day of redemption. He's the God that's got me in his hand. He's the God that secures me. I remember, well, boy,
Amen.
I remember what he'd done for me in the past. I remember when the blood was shed on my life. I remember when he turned this old bartender son around and changed my life, called me the priest, put me in his spot. I remember.
Amen. Yes,
tell you what, some of you might need tonight. You need an attitude adjustment.
Yeah. Amen.
Instead of having a pity party and blaming somebody for your problem, especially God, you ought to raise your hand. Because see, his admission led to an adjustment. Here's the good part. And his adjustment led to adoration. Read it. He just started praising God.
Yeah.
He said, I can't do that. You don't know what I'm going through. Try it.
Amen.
Best medicine in the world
Amen.
Is you'll pray yourself out of trouble. And praise yourself out of trouble.
Amen.
Man, I love just praising. I tell you what, when you start praising, and by the way, you know, it all starts working. See, you admitted you're blaming him, but you adjusted and said, wait a minute, he's been good. He's done great for me. Why in the world am I blaming him when I'm to blame for most of my problems? But I ought to give him some adoration. There's a lot of us in this room that went through some messes. We wondered and we complained and we thought it was his fault. But he's the one that was holding us up the whole time.
Amen.
He's the one that was a shield and a buckler the whole time. And what we need to know is the real problem is what we have with him and not really necessarily what we're going through.
Amen. That's exactly right.
How many times have I been there? How many times has Johnson, your pastor, been there? There have been some days in my life that I woke up and I come up empty. And I blamed everybody. But when you start blaming God, He didn't give you cancer. He didn't get them bunch of people against you. He didn't cause your children to go astray. He didn't cause the bad things in your life.
Amen.
Why would we complain about Him? We need to admit we do it, adjust and start looking back at what He really has done and start adoring Him and praising Him. Will you stand with me? If you're here tonight lost, your real problem is you're going to hell. But if you're here tonight, heads bowed and eyes closed. How many in this room, you've been through some stuff and you got thinking wrong and you started not thinking properly, even about God? I wonder how many say, up your hand, just say, "Preacher, up me. God bless you." How many's in the midst of trouble right now and you're wondering, why's it all come? You know what you ought to do? You ought to just get out of your seat right now, come up and pray. And I wonder how many right now say, "Preacher Smith, I'm not saved. I know what my real problem is. If I don't get saved, I'm going to die and go to hell and burn forever." Anybody here unsaved, just raise your hand and say, "Pray for me. Pray for me." Our Father, I pray that folks would come tonight and just get around the altar. And just remember what you've done for them. Remember your works. Remember the wonders. Instead of thinking negatively. God, help us tonight. Bless our people. In Jesus' name. Amen.